Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about what not to track. While measuring various dimensions of your life can be useful, it is good to know yourself. If tracking some aspect of your life is going to make you feel guilty or trigger unhealthy behaviors, then you might be better off setting broad safeguards and then not worrying about the particulars. Long time Before Breakfast listeners know that I have been tracking my time for a long time. It will be 8 years this spring. Yes, I know how I have spent every half hour for the past 8 years of my life. Some people hearing that might think that is a wee bit obsessive, but there are certainly folks who have tracked their spending pretty religiously for years. There are folks who have tracked all their workouts, and people who are trying to eat more healthfully who have tracked their food intake for a long time too. I do track my workouts, but I don't track those other categories. Sometimes people are surprised to hear that I don't track spending closely, because money and time are closely related. But I have certain obsessive frugal tendencies that I know will kick in if I start monitoring and recording every detail of household spending. I will start feeling bad that we didn't buy the generic laundry detergent, and I will be tracking the price of eggs at each of several different grocery stores to be sure we are getting the best deal. All of this will take a lot of time that would be better spent growing my business or hanging out with my kids. I am not saying that there isn't merit to tracking spending. If one is in crisis or trying to get out of debt, it's critical. But instead, I have chosen to put broad safeguards in place. We spend lower percentages of our income on recurring expenses, such as housing, than we theoretically could. That frees up space to be a bit less careful with other things. We put the maximum allowable amount into our retirement accounts. And after that, as long as the money coming in is more than the money going out, then I am better off not devoting headspace to reducing my grocery bill by $10 a week, which I know I would totally spend time doing. I have heard similar things about time tracking from various listeners. One person mentioned that she had been tracking screen time, but seeing the number just made her feel guilty. As long as she was doing well at work and enjoying her family life and spending time with friends and on various community activities, then it was probably not worth feeling guilty about. She could watch 90 minutes of TV a day or 60 minutes of TV a day, and it really didn't matter which. She wasn't watching 12 hours a day. The safeguards were in place, so it was all good. I know I probably could eat a more healthy diet, but I also don't want to devote mental energy to tracking every calorie. I prefer to set broad guidelines, like keeping the junk I find tempting out of the house, limiting alcohol, and eating veggies at least twice a day. As I am not looking to start a new career as a swimsuit model, that is probably fine. Tracking various things in life can be incredibly useful. I like to see where my time goes, and most importantly, I don't really judge myself harshly on it. I find it interesting, not an indictment. I heartily encourage people to try time tracking for at least a week. But past that, if you find tracking time, or calories, or spending, or anything else makes you feel bad about yourself or encourages you to pace around the house for 30 minutes when you'd like to go to bed just to get your step counter up to the right number, well, maybe it is worth rethinking this. You don't have to track everything. Only track what serves you, not what doesn't. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.